violet kaleidoscope, closed and eyelids open again. The sea leaves pushed by the wind, it's cold, my breath in the air. Up the stairs to upstairs where we live, I can see past our bricks to other brick buildings. I'd like to grab my marker and draw, look to my paw. He smiles through his beard, I tug at it. He hands me a green one, puts a piece of paper up, a painting of his hanging above what I'm drawing. It's so colorful, I'm standing in his shadow. I scribble, my mom laughs, I must have done something great. Time for a break, I lower my head, fall asleep with them in my periphery. Wakes up with the KGB knocking at his door for the pieces he painted and exhibited the week before. He's hiding artwork under his floor again. Rumors about that circulated back to this particular officer. He's here to put an end to it. Lock my father away with the rest of his friends in the movement. Life on the line just to prove that the people still have a right. Would I have that kind of courage later down the line when I'm alive? Hard not to be a conspiracy theorist after all your friends have died. Under a subway train in an apartment fire, because the things that you believed in have decided to rot. But a brush to the canvas and aspire to fly. Handcuffs on, eyes closed, how could he survive this life? How could he survive this life? I opened my eyes, been some time since he left. And even though he brought our family to the US, where I'm free to express myself but still a slave to debt, repeatedly making art for someone else's financial benefit, cataloging his works while listening to my catalog of words, reflecting, wondering whether my passion is dwarfed. Am I still in his shadow or have I eclipsed it? Is the light inside bright enough? Is it worth fixing? And who really makes the wrong decisions? Am I an artist because I wanted to be? Did he give me that ambition that was supported by my mom and sister, that was tossed into the system but bred by the resistance? That's an interesting mix then, putting a price on my passion so I can enjoy living. But it's catching up, staring at a screen, I've had enough. Now I'm going through shed after shed of his paintings stacked up. I see the signs, what would he have done? I'm trying to add it up.